So the latest State of the South African Cities report paints a rather worrying picture of a country with unemployment and poverty on the increase. And according to the report, Cape Town has the highest life expectancy in comparison to other major cities in the country, with unemployment the highest in the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality. The report is published every 5 years by the South African Cities Network. And Monique Damons is from the network, and she's speaking to us today with regards to this report. Monique, good afternoon, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Hi there, good afternoon, and thank you for having us.
All right, this is quite a worrying picture that we're looking at. What is the background to the State of Cities report, and what are its aims and purpose?
Thanks for that first question. So the State of Cities report has been compiled by the South African Cities Network for the better part of two decades, and its initial intention was to make sure that the issues and challenges and performance and conditions in our cities and the information around this is made part of the national development discourse, and to raise awareness around the challenges and positive things that are happening in our cities.
Okay, so which cities did you focus on, and what were the issues that you explored?
So we focus on all the metros in South Africa. So this is very much a national report. And we also focus on Msunduzi municipality, because South African Cities Network, who produces the report, is a membership-based organization. And the metros, all of the metros, with the exception of Cape Town, are actually members of the network. Hence, we focus on those particular cities. Also because those cities are really key in terms of the performance dynamics of all our municipalities and our cities, being that they are our metros.
Mm-hmm. So what were your findings, your main findings, with regards to the analysis on how cities have addressed challenges, utilized opportunities, and obviously have been affected, you know, have affected change since 2016?
Yes. So some of our main findings include that, you know, our cities have definitely grown. We've grown in terms of population, we've grown in terms of the number of dwellings. But actually what we found is in terms of basic service delivery, at the minimum, our metros have really maintained service delivery. So, for example, if they were servicing 50 homes with water in 2016, they've managed to maintain that. But that obviously doesn't speak to the expanded need for service delivery given our extensive population growth. But what most importantly the report does show is that we've got a number of challenges within our cities that have remained since 2016. And these challenges have actually been coming on for the better part of 20 years, and it's really nothing new. But what it does show is that some of these problems have definitely been exacerbated and are requiring more and more urgent attention.
Mm-hmm. And looking at whether these municipalities, and you know, particularly, let's look at Msunduzi. I'm quite au fait with Msunduzi because I hail from there. So I'm curious to know, you know, what opportunities have they been utilizing? Because a lot of people know that the Msunduzi municipality is in a rather dire straits at this particular moment.
Yes. So, interestingly enough, the report does highlight that despite the great challenges that Msunduzi does face, and I mean this is mm-hmm. very well illustrated in the report, particularly the city story or the case study on municipality that is
yes.
part of section 2 of the report, the leadership of Msunduzi municipality really has made a concerted effort to get to grips with regard to the challenges within itself, within the municipality itself, and deal with issues related to the local government system that spill over and result in issues such as poor service delivery, such as, you know, all those challenges that are affecting the citizenry.
Mm-hmm. And how did the picture change with regards to unemployment and poverty, and what is the impact of this on municipal coffers since the last report was published?
So with unemployment and poverty, I think it's no surprise that, you know, our unemployment and poverty and inequality act, in actual fact, statistics remain quite poor. And part of the reason for this is obviously the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has really accelerated our unemployment rate at a national level. And obviously this is reflected in cities as well. In terms of the impact on municipal coffers, I think it just really makes it harder for municipalities to get the revenue in terms of, you know, municipal bill payments from citizenry. So, I mean, that's an increasing and growing challenge, especially as citizens struggle more and more.
Mm-hmm. So, my last question then would be, where do we go from here? You know, this picture that's been painted is pretty dire. So are there any solutions that the report may put forth?
Yeah, so the report actually thematically is very much focused on, you know, how local government really and all spheres of government actually need to work better together and also work with other sectors of society to develop a social compact to make things better. But what the core recommendations around in the report really are trying to say is that, you know, we need to get local government right, because this is where the battle for South Africa in terms of, you know, making those socioeconomic changes is going to be won or lost. It's going to be won or lost at the local level, and hence we need to fix local government, make it work as it's intended, but also to devolve the funding and devolve the authority from other spheres of government where it's needed at the local level, to actually assist local government to do things better.
Mm. Well, Monique, thank you very much for taking us through that report. It'll be interesting to, you know, read through it and see what some of the findings are and become more au fait. One last thing. Do you, you know, and this is something that's just an opinion that you may have. Do you think that communities and, you know, should be more involved in what is happening with regards to their cities, become a little more clued up so that they can actually hold their municipalities responsible?
Yes, absolutely. And as much as we've developed this report, and I mean, you know, the sport report with its focus on how cities are performing and the conditions in cities. And yes, we really try to push this report with municipalities, because we hope to actually using this information inform the work of people in government who work on urban issues. But that being said, we obviously want to maximize our footprint with this report to the general public and also civil society organizations, academia, with the intention of, you know, empowering people to actually become involved and engage in whatever way in the development of their cities. Because I think we've been, as citizens, and I speak for myself here as well as a citizen, we are relatively complacent in terms of what is happening in our cities, mm-hmm. but also nationally, even if you look at what's happening with ESCOM. It's really becoming apparent in our country that we are really, as the general public and civil society, really going to have to use information to our advantage to facilitate change.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with you on that. Thank you for your time. Much appreciated here on Radio Islam International.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Monique Damons from South African Cities Network talking to us about the report that they've put out.